Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome into the fan. We're in hour number Trace here on the show. I haven't been able to say that a lot here when we do the show because we usually don't have 4 hours, but we've been blessed.
Well, we did Saturday.
Yeah.
Saturday we had 4.5.
Monday through Friday, though.
How was Saturday night for you, by the way?
What did I do Saturday night?
You had to leave for your other job.
I did.
How was it?
It was. I'm trying to think. The rehearsal.
Remember the weather. We had the rehearsal dinner Friday night, which you've told me 4 times now, and you call me the old head. And then Saturday, you left early to go to said job.
Yes. I did get
it. How was it?
It was smooth. No, I didn't have. I got a table
we
2 minutes into being there.
Because of the weather.
It was pretty busy.
Okay.
It was pretty busy.
Okay.
Good night, though. Did get a couple smart remarks from other team members.
For showing up late?
Yes, not necessarily from other servers, but other back of house people, bartenders. Because I asked, I said, "Hey, what's the dessert tonight?" Because we change it like every couple of weeks. He goes, "Yeah, it was on the sheet if you read it." I said, "Well, I wasn't here, so I didn't get a sheet. So if you could tell me, that'd be good."
Yeah, yeah.
I also got into it with my chef the other day.
Do they not know that you're a local celebrity here in the DFW?
I'm no celebrity, but I try my best.
I said local.
I try my best to be very. Humble,
yeah.
And...
Oh, trust me, I know.
But I feel like sometimes, I don't know if it's my ego, I don't know if I get a smart mouth. I'm just not a big fan of disrespect or passive aggressiveness.
I mean, I think it just makes you a human.
But I
don't like it.
Most of the time, I let it go. Like, okay, it is what it is. But when it gets to a point of like you just always having something to say, it's like, all right, get it all out. Be a man, be a woman.
Say it with your chest.
The passive aggressiveness is probably my least favorite thing, and I'll call it out every time. And it happened the other day at the restaurant. I was a little scared to do it. It was during brunch.
Okay.
I have a table, completely gluten-free. Whole table, 6 people, all of them gluten-free. Family, super nice people. They say, hey, I always ask, is there any allergies we need to know about? They go, hey, we're gluten-free. I said, okay, write it down on my notebook.
That's what I would have said, and I'm sucker-free. What you guys want to drink?
Anyways, when I ring in the ticket, I go and ask the chef, hey, they're gluten-free. What options can we do? Blase, blase, blase. Give them their stuff. They get short ribs, and they get potato wedges. Now, the potato wedge.
Real quick, let me stop you right there. Gluten, that's just basically bread, isn't it?
Correct.
Okay.
So no bread stuff. They get the potato wedges.
Uh-oh. Rife with gluten. All the glutes.
And they said it. I didn't offer it. They said, we'll do the potato wedges. And I said, okay, I think we have a gluten-free option for them.
Yeah.
So I go back to the back. Hey, can we do gluten-free potato wedges? No problem, Blake. Put them in.
Got you.
Boom, 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 boom. Five minutes pass by. Food's, on its way, getting ready. We're about 7, 8, 10 minutes from it being ready. I'm walking by the expo line for all my people who've worked in a restaurant. You understand what I mean? I'm walking by the expo line where food's getting plated.
Eyeballing where's my gluten-free potato wedges?
Eyeballing, when is stuff getting brought up? I see chef staring my direction. That's where he always stares. The manager staring towards the kitchen. He was just talking to him. And I hear chef. When I say chef, I mean like James Beard nominee chef. Like not just, just got the job yesterday chef. So very well acclaimed.
Yeah.
Thinks highly of himself chef.
Okay.
And I've already talked to him about this in person.
This guy isn't a number 7-2 cheeseburger with a Sprite meal chef. No. This guy's the real deal. Holyfield.
Yeah. Okay. He's talking to my manager and he goes, we're out of gluten-free potato wedge.
Uh-oh.
I hear it. He's not talking to me, but I hear it because I'm about this far. How far me and you are away from each other, we're about this far.
Yeah.
I'm walking. Woo! Head turns.
Yeah.
So now I'm listening. Hear what I'm saying?
Active listening.
Not talking.
Right.
Not making a face. Just quietly listening.
Did my man just say we had a gluten free?
Because I know I just put those in.
Yeah.
So I'm just listening. He looks at me, crazy eyes. What the blank are you looking at? Says to me.
Oh, no.
He does. He looks at me crazy eyes, kind of like.
See, that's why you got to tell him you're stuck a freeze.
Yeah, kind of rolls his eyes, like, what are you looking at? What's your problem? Why are you standing here doing all this? And I'm and usually,
man, big time.
Like, if this was Blake first week, yeah. I probably would just be like, oh, nothing, my bad. Keep it pushing. Don't want to ruffle. Was it ruffle any feathers?
Ruffle any feathers.
I wasn't having it today. I had already gotten into it.
You were not the one to play with that day.
And I didn't go off on him. I'm not trying to get fired. I didn't
cuss
him
out. But you got to be respectful.
I just said back to him, I said, I think it's beneficial for me to hear if we're at a gluten-free wedges since my table just ordered it. Now, I had a little sass. I had a little attitude when I said it. I didn't just...
Not mad at you for that.
And he goes...
He just asked
and
you, what the bleep are you doing?
Yeah. And he just kind of rolled his eyes and I walked away. And then I talked to the manager. I said, hey, so what's the deal? He goes, we're going to make the gluten-free wedges work. He's a little bit... He's got some character issues to work on, so it's okay, Blake. And then everyone else I talked to in the restaurant was like, yeah, he's a child. He's great at his job, but he's a child.
Yeah.
35, 40 years old, somewhere around there.
So he thinks he's better than everybody else.
And the crazy thing is, man, he's a Luka fan and a sports fan. That was the first thing we connected on. I heard you do sports radio. I said, yeah, man. Have you ever talked to Luka? Plenty of times. Kyrie? Bestie? PJ?
Maybe that's why he hates you.
I try to talk to him about sports, Fred, and he acts like I'm asking what his social security is. One time, the very first time we talked about it, loved it. Talked for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Every time after, I say, who you got? OKC, Denver, game 7.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not in the middle of the shift, obviously.
No, right. Pre-game.
I'm just trying to make quick conversation. I see he's next to me. OKC, Denver, game 7. Who you got? He could, say a team. We move on.
That's it.
He goes, Blake, it's time to work. I don't have time to talk about basketball. Some of my parties are. And okay, it looks away. And I'm like,
exactly.
You brought up you like sports. I would have never known.
I didn't ask you to give me a dissertation on, the substitution patterns and, the betting trends. Who do you like? Denver, OKC, that's it.
I could have asked a girl that there. And he gave me attitude. So now, I know where we stand.
You know what?
It's a little passive aggression. I'm not a fan of that.
Well, here's the thing,
though. I'm going to be respectful.
But you know what?
Here's my job.
But you know what? Here's what you got to remember.
Maybe I'm wrong.
No. Here's what you got to remember, okay? It's not your problem. His problem.
It is. Okay. Other people are aware of it. I had to make sure I wasn't the problem. I said, he said he acts like this to everybody.
And that's just it, right? So what he's got, there's obviously Chef.
Yeah. We'll call him Chef.
We'll just call him Chef. All right? That's his issue, right? It doesn't matter. You can be the nicest guy in the world. All you got to keep doing is just killing him with kindness. That's all you can do.
I usually like doing that. I even said after that, the basketball comment, I said, my bad. I didn't know. He goes, I'm sorry, man. I'm just locked in.
There you go. Right. And you know what? And see, I'm guessing because he is so adversarial with everybody, no one's really taking the time to get to know the chef because he's probably thinking, they just want me for my food.
Yeah.
No one's gotten to know Chef.
The funniest
thing
was...
Maybe it's time to get to know Chef.
It was funny on that rehearsal.
Tell him to bring some food up here. We'll talk to him.
That rehearsal dinner day, he was going in, he was getting back and forth with somebody with a girl. A girl was saying something to him.
Yeah.
And they were going back and forth. And the girl said, just shut up and make a halibut all night because we were doing for the rehearsal dinner. She said, shut up and get in the kitchen and make halibut. I would never say that.
Let's be real. And this isn't, I'm not trying to be sexist, but there's certain things women can say that they can get away with. And that's fine. It should be okay.
What he said back to that, I can't say on the air.
So. Oh, so she said, he says something back to her.
He has no problem.
So he doesn't care who it is.
He does not care. He will say stuff to you, but that person should get fired for that. But he's like, no,
he's really good at his job.
Yeah. I mean, Michelin star.
I mean, until proven otherwise, I guess he's going to keep being a jerk. I mean, now, does he work 7 days a week?
No.
Okay. So who's the backup chef?
Oh, we got Chef.
Okay.
He's the backup. A little bit younger.
Okay.
And he's
nicer guy?
Way nicer. Like, I walked up to him and said, hey, no problem. Give them whatever they want. Let's do it. And he's very, he came from nice places in California. Like, he's also only worked in Michelin star restaurants as well. So he's very well. He's not like he's a chump either.
But right.
Just not as much of an ego. Just more of a, hey, how can I help? Every once in a while he'll snap. Like, he snapped on me once.
Which it's going to happen.
The day of the party, of the wedding party, accidentally, I said, where does this food need to go? He goes, Blake, in the kitchen. I don't need you to talk. I need you just to listen. I said, hey. Didn't love the delivery, but he was also right.
He was right.
I should just be listening.
Well, and plus the other thing, too, is that you're also adjusting. Because this is by far, this is the best restaurant you've ever worked at.
Yeah. Easily.
So.
This is more command given. Like, you don't just, hey, chef, what are we doing back there on this? How much longer? No, you don't ask that. You ask someone else that asks that knows a way to deliver the message better.
You just haven't figured that out
yet. No, I figured it out, but that person's not always there. Like Sunday,
can that be you, though? That's what I'm saying.
Can be me?
Can you be that person that delivers that message?
No, that's never me. That's never a server.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay, because there's a hierarchy.
Yes. In the kitchen. Like there very much okay. is. French Brigade, okay. like there's sous chef, chef de culinary, something like that. It's just downtown. There's all
kinds. I wonder you're getting yelled at.
It's all kinds of things in there. You got to I'm scared to ask the dessert
Blake,
guy.
Do you know what we do here?
I'm scared to ask the dessert guy what the dessert is for tonight. I mean, he's the nicest guy in the world. Looks like he wouldn't kill a mouse. And he snapped at me. It's on the sheet, Blake, if you read it.
Man, you've been snapped at by everybody, huh?
No. I mean, he didn't really snap at me. Yeah. But see, a lot of other people just either don't talk to them or just take it. I've never been that person at restaurants. Yeah. I have definitely gotten fired from a restaurant because I was going back and forth too much. I don't do disrespect.
Look, I ain't mad at you for that.
I don't do disrespect.
But you gotta pick and choose your moments. Yeah.
So I was asked the manager, I said, was I being disrespectful? I asked him that 5 seconds after the conversation. He goes, no. I said, let me know. I said, I'll bring it back. I'll go apologize to his face if I was being disrespectful. He said, you were.
Did you guys squash the beef?
I didn't
Jeff?
Talk to him.
He
just walked out and didn't say a word.
For him, it's nothing. He could care less. him bleeping you is just part of his day. Exactly. It's part of his day.
Break? Aren't you the sports guy?
Do you think we can get him on the show?
No. No. He takes me as the guy that the only time he leaves his house to go drink.
Or to come talk sports and bring some food with us?
I'm telling you, when I talk sports, it's like pulling nails out of him. Even though he wears
he initiated the initial sports conversation.
He'll wear a Luka t-shirt jersey to work.
Oh, a jersey, huh?
Yeah, he'll wear a jersey.
Interesting.
Never heard it called that.
Interesting. Okay. All right. Interesting character, it sounds like.
Yeah. Speaking of interesting characters, we got some audio right here. Let's go to cut 8. Let's bring in another interesting character, CeeDee Lamb.
Yes.
Now has a running mate with him. His name is George Pickens. What number will he wear? We'll have to wait and see. But what number will he be? Is he a 2?
He picked a number.
Well, I don't think he has.
No, he's going to be number 14.
That's Damone Clark's number.
I mean, come on. If you're trading for George Pickens, what are we doing?
It's Damone Clark's number. That's not a Blake conversation. Is he a 1? Is he a 2? Is he a 1A? Is he a 1B? Let's hear from CD and Pickens. Let's hear what they had to say about the whole 1 versus 2.
1.
Yeah.
It ain't no A, B, none of that. It's 1. You look over there, you see 1. You look over here, you see another one. So do what you got to do with that.
Well, there you go. He squashed it. You got 2 number 1s. And I think the media, us, people listening, fantasy people, we make the thing of a 1, a 2, a wide receiver room. How do they stack up? When you're playing football, if you've ever played football, no, your football coach is not calling you the 2.
By the way, Damone Clark's number 18.
Who's number? Somebody's number 14 on the Cowboys. Somebody is number 14 on the Cowboys, and it's somebody not good. If you've ever played football, your football coach is not calling you a 1 or a 2. Now, you know, on a personal level, maybe like, you're our 1. We're going to throw you the ball. But it's an X. It's a Y. It's a Z.
Marquise Bell.
Marquise Bell. That's who it was. It's another Damone Clark.
Marquise Bell is number 14. I mean, come on.
Broadus announced G-Bag that George is rocking 13.
Oh, he's going the
Michael Gallup, right?
Well, that was Overshone's number.
Good call. Yeah, Overshone's going 0 now.
Yeah, Overshone's going 0. So, okay. 13. I always think of Brandon Cooks.
Why? I feel like he was 3.
Well, he was 3 for the Cowboys, but he was number 13 for every other team he played at, which, you know, about a quarter of the league before he got to Dallas. So
which Brandon Cooks is the best, Houston or New Orleans Saints Brandon Cook? Probably New Orleans Saints, right?
He was pretty good in New Orleans. I want to say that was his first team.
New Orleans Saints Brandon Cooks was a problem.
Tell you what, really, New England Patriots Brandon Cooks was a problem. Yeah. Tell you what, LA Rams Brandon Cooks was pretty damn average. Good. He ran out of gas by then, right? I mean, he was just, let's put it this way, he should have been a number 3. By the way, how do we feel, and by the way, for as much as you loathe and despise Jalen Tolbert.
Those are 2 words that are accurate.
Does the fact that Post Malone was wearing a Jalen Tolbert jersey.
He's wearing Brandon Aubrey.
No. He wore that one here.
Oh, okay. Talk to me.
At his latest show, he was wearing a cut-off sleeve Jalen Tolbert jersey.
It takes Jalen Tolbert from a 2 out of 10 to a 2.5 out of 10. Got some Post Malone cred. Why are we rocking? I think a Turpin jersey would be cooler. At least he's like one of the best returners.
Hey, you know what it tells me, though? At least you know Post Malone's a real one.
Oh, he's watching ball.
If you're wearing a Jalen, because anybody could wear a Michael Irvin jersey.
A CD.
You could wear a CeeDee Lamb.
Dak.
Micah.
Diggs.
Hell, you could wear an Osa jersey,
yeah,
for crying out loud. You could wear a Tyler Booker jersey. My man rocked a Jalen Tolbert jersey.
Can we talk about that for a second? Do you have to be a certain size to wear a certain jersey? Like, if I was to wear an Osa jersey, would you look at me weird?
What number is he?
96? 97?
It's kind of a tough number, though.
For, like, you see my body frame. Would that look... a CD jersey, I think, would look normal on me. If I was to be wearing...
It's an 88, though. 88, 97?
What if I wore, a Terrence Steele jersey?
Then you're a real one.
I think that certain body types...
It depends on how big of a jersey... I mean, look, if you come in wearing a double XL Terrence Steele jersey... I'd be like, bro, what are we doing?
I think only bigger gentlemen can wear O-line jerseys. How many average size guys under 220 do you see wearing offensive lineman jerseys?
Well, first of all, who's wearing offensive lineman jerseys to begin with?
Okay, let's open it up. 877-881-1053. Do you have any offensive line jerseys or have you owned any?
That's the real question.
Do offensive line jerseys sell? Unless you're friends and family, obviously.
Now, here in Dallas is the one place where I could see offensive line jerseys selling. Zach Martin, Larry Allen. You might be wearing a Smith. You might be wearing a
Tyron Smith
from back in the day. But especially if back in the day, the Mark Colombos of the world, all right? The Nate Newton jersey. You going to tell me you wouldn't rock a Nate Newton jersey?
So do you think people in Detroit are wearing Penei Sewell jerseys?
No. I doubt it.
People in Philly were rocking those Kelce jerseys for a while, though.
But see, that's a little off the field.
And look, centers, but that's what I'm saying. He was their guy, right? Like, that was the one part of that offensive line that, if you're, like I said, if you're a named guy, like I said, a Zach Martin, you know, I'm sure there's probably a few Zach Martin jerseys floating around out there.
So offensive line jerseys are probably the least sold position.
Oh, absolutely.
More than specialists? More than kickers, punters, and returners?
I think they're probably all in the same ballpark. Now, returners, you might...
Because they're technically receivers.
Well, because, let's call it what it is. I'm sure people were in Devin Hester. I mean, I know people were rocking Devin Hester jerseys back in the day.
That's a cold jersey to have right
all
there.
All right?
You have one of those, a Devin Hester?
Yeah, that was the first one I ever got.
Yeah, Devin Hester jersey is cold.
There you go. Growing up, everybody was rocking Dante Hall jerseys.
I got a Josh Cribbs jersey the other day from the thrift store.
Josh Cribbs, man. Of course, it's a great number, too, being a number 16. But... You know, you wonder now with a Kevontae Turpin, since he's just kind of started coming on the scene.
I think they'll start popping.
And I think the other issue, too, though, is him being a number 9.
You don't think that's a good number? I think that's a great number.
Well, the fact that Tony Romo had it.
Good call.
I think that's the only issue. It's like, really? You're not going to... look, hey, I hope Kevontae goes off this year. But I'm going to go buy a number 9 jersey after 1 year versus what Tony Romo did for 7 or 8, 9.
Before we get out of here, what's one other Cowboy player... That's not the top three big guys you think sells well on the Cowboys.com jersey sales. That's not a Micah. That's not a Dak, a CD. Those are super obvious.
I could see Jay Ferg.
Good call.
I could see Jake Ferguson with his underwhelming ass having a
popular jersey sell.
Especially now that he's got that Cavender twin he's married to.
Yeah.
Or engaged or whatever.
Name's probably getting out there more.
Plus, 87 is a hot number, too. It's one of the last few... 80 numbers that people can get excited about.
That's a good one. I would agree with that.
87 goes hard still.
You think De'Ron Bland selling jerseys? I feel like Diggs was a very popular jersey when he led an interception.
Number, though, too. 7. I mean, that's a fantastic number. Problem with, first of all, 26 is kind of a bland number.
No pun intended.
No pun intended. I mean, outside of Saquon Barkley, who's getting excited about 26?
Yeah, it's not a sexy
number. And the problem with De'Ron Bland is just getting hurt last year.
Ooh, someone said Brandon Aubrey. I bet you those jerseys actually did sell a lot. I wouldn't be surprised if Brandon Aubrey was top 7 in jersey sales for Cowboys players.
Well, considering he was a top 7 player for you last year on the field, yeah, he probably was. And he's a local guy, so there's that aspect of it too. And what number is he, 17?
I think so.
That's a hot, look, if you can take those Quincy Carter jerseys and just, scrape that nameplate off.
Someone said the overshown number 1 jerseys are going to do numbers. I would agree.
You mean the number 0 numbers?
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Zero. Oh, overshown... Well, yeah, it will.
It will.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. you get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, and hey, let him, if he comes back to his form before he got wrecking. Hurt, because then, hey, and I'll tell you what, we'll talk about that here in just a second. All right, let's do a little Cowboys talk. We got a little NBA playoffs to get to. We've also got some Blake or Leave It. And what are we doing for top five tonight? What are we doing for top five? Your thoughts and more, 877-881-1053. Don't go anywhere. What a read, Jacob Ray. We still haven't figured out what his new nickname is going to be yet, but that's okay. And then shame on me because I was reading from the 820 script and not the 920 script. Apparently, we've already talked NBA playoffs and we've already talked some Cowboys. So look, don't fret. It's been a little, you know, we did radio for like 12 days in a row. Then we were off for five. Then we got into it on Saturday, like not physically into it, but we you know, I dropped my Cooper Flag take. People got all hot and bothered by it. Yesterday, everything was cool, and then I forgot my notebook, my radio notebook, and so I'm just all kinds of disheveled. That being said, 920, you guys know how we do. We like to hand it off to the producer and let them do their things. We got Khaki Kev, usually. We've got our boy Ross Lubinsky, Trevor the Creator, and without further ado, Jacob Ray.
All right, guys. So I found the first, before we get into our group parlay, I found the latest lines for all four conference championships going on right now.
Okay.
I'm curious to see if any of you guys are picking the upset. Actually, I know you'll pick one, but will you pick two? So starting in the NBA, we've got the New York Knicks. They are a minus 155 versus the Pacers, who are a plus 130. Any underdog picks there?
Man, I just said Tyrese Halliburton needs his respect. I do not think the Indiana Pacers have enough. I got the Knicks winning that, so I would not be picking the underdog.
Is that because of Halliburton or is that because of the team?
I believe in Halliburton. I believe in Nimhard. I believe in what the squad has to offer with Obi and Miles and Benedict. But I do like the Knicks' top-end talent. Kat and Jalen Brunson, I feel like, can both be... Jalen Brunson, I think, is better than Tyrese Halliburton, and Kat is just such a better second punch than anything that the Pacers have to offer. And then you still got Josh Hart, you still got Mikal Bridges, you still got OG Anunoby. I just think the Knicks are a little bit better of a team, but if this went seven and the Pacers won, I'd be surprised, but I wouldn't be overly surprised. But I would not pick the underdog and the Pacers in this one.
What say you, Fred?
What are the numbers again?
New York's minus 155, Indiana's plus 130.
I'll go Knicks and seven.
Knicks and seven?
I'm going to go Knicks and six.
I'm going to go Knicks and seven as well.
Yeah, because Knicks and seven means they got to win it at... Yeah, because they've got home court advantage, right? Because they're, what are they, the three seed or something like that or whatever it was. So, yeah, give me Knicks and seven. I do think the Pacers are going to give them fits, though. Yeah. I mean, this is going to be a fun series to watch. I really believe that.
I think Indiana's an underrated, tough place to play.
I don't disagree, because, I mean, what else you got to do in Indianapolis,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, no kidding. Kind of like Green Bay. Anyways, Western Conference Finals. I don't think anybody's taking the upset here. Oklahoma City's a minus 350. Minnesota's a plus 280.
Give me Minnesota because I just don't like OKC.
Okay. It's a good money line.
You know what? I'm going to coincide with you. I think you would.
I mean, I've been wrong about everything else. So what difference does it make?
But I think you'd be lying to yourself if you didn't say OKC's the best team left in the playoffs. But Andy Edwards is a dog.
Well, that's who I'm going with.
And just give me the Thunder shrinking in the moment. Their terrible three-point shooting continuing. The Timberwolves defense and Anthony Edwards stepping up. Who's guarding Gobert at the rim? Because it ain't Chet. That's for sure.
No.
Give me Anthony Edwards putting on a masterclass Western Conference Finals. They upset the Thunder.
And let's
and
not
send their ass home.
Well, and let's not pretend like Minnesota has. I mean, we're kind of underselling the fact they've been dominant throughout these playoffs. Well,
five games against the Lakers.
Five games against the five games against Golden State. All right.
Yes, five. Was it five?
Yeah, it's a gentleman's sweep. Yeah. Remember?
Yes.
So
they only lost two games.
They've lost two games, and they've shot like crap for most of it.
They shot really good in that first series against the Lakers, and they shot like crap against the Warriors.
They didn't shoot good. Hell, they
Julius Randle did at least. Julius Randle.
Okay, he did, but yeah. The rest of the team shot like crap.
Yeah.
They
had the worst 3-point.
That's what I'm saying. No, I'm tripping.
Julius Randle was the only one to shoot.
That's my point, is that they haven't shot the ball all that well, and Ant hasn't shot the ball particularly well from deep. Now, again, he's done Ant-type things, but you just wonder. He's had plenty of time off. Might be a little rusty game one.
Anthony Edwards has shot 91 threes in this playoffs. That's third most in these playoffs. He's shooting 38% from three.
He's shooting 38%?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he hadn't been that good.
Well, and I'll tell you what, and that was an uptick from what he did against the Lakers. So
he's shooting the same percentage as Derek White, who shot 104.
And plus, don't sleep on my boy Chris Finch either. Yeah. So give me Minnesota. I'm going with Minnesota.
I like it. I'm going to go OKC in five.
Okay. Guy said he likes all that. Only to crap all over our picks and say OKC. You know what? I'm writing those down. So when I'm right.
Hey, go for it. Go for it.
I'm going to make fun of you.
I got Jalen Brunson versus Anthony Edwards in the finals.
I'm going. I want the storyline. The NBA will lose their minds if they, because nobody cares about OKC. You get a Minnesota, because plus, and I said, me and CA talked about this yesterday. I don't say what you want about SGA, and it's the bigger star.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You think SGA is the most hated player in the playoffs left?
Left, yes.
Yeah.
Even more than Halliburton, yes. Yeah,
I think so.
Yeah.
You know, I'm starting to like not be a huge Jalen Brunson fan in New York.
Mm. Really?
I mean, if you see the foul baiting going on,
it's a lot.
It's a hot take, but
I think they're all doing it now, though.
I guess.
Like,
I
that's kind of the thing.
He's tinier. I don't know.
He's tinier.
He's a little guy, man.
You can see
guy.
Him jumping and flailing into people.
All right. So real quick, let's see. FD, I've got Knicks and Mini.
Yeah.
I've also got Knicks and Mini.
I've got Knicks and Thunder.
Okay.
If I was using my brain, I'd probably say the Thunder, but I'm going with my heart.
We're going to go with JR, Jacob Ray.
JR.
NYK.
JR, now you sound way older.
There you go. Okay. Boom, done. Boom, done. Next.
All right. Edmonton versus Dallas. Edmonton's a minus 125. They're a favorite. Dallas is plus 105.
Dallas and six.
Dallas and seven. Pete DeBoer gets his 10th game seven win, and we might be getting Nils Lundqvist back in this series as our boy Gavin Spittle let us know on some of the spits and suds. And we're going to see, Gavin put on here, we're going to see if the Stars go back to 12 forward, six defensemen, because they've been switching it up with all the injuries and kind of seeing what they have to do. But going against Edmonton, we talked about shutting down McDavid and Draisaitl, but you've got to watch out for that third and fourth line, because no team has been better in the third and fourth line than the Edmonton Oilers. And the Dallas Stars, for how much we talked about their depth and how good they are, the deepest team in the league, and I still think that their depth hasn't really shown up that much in these playoffs, especially a guy like Wyatt Johnston leading that third line. So hopefully Wyatt can step up, the whole third line gets up, but there's been a lot of injuries, a lot of stuff going on. Edmonton will be no easy feat. The Dallas Stars have been in the conference finals, this is 3 years in a row? So I think they've got to break through at some point. Losing, they're pretty much the Boston Celtics. You said it earlier.
Yeah.
They're the Boston Celtics right now, making it to a bunch of conference finals, but not being able to break through. I'm thinking this is the year, because if you forgot 2025, which we're in right now, Dallas versus Edmonton. The year before that, Dallas versus Edmonton. The year before that, Dallas versus the Vegas Golden Knights. Dallas lost all those that I just referred to. 2022 was Colorado Edmonton. 2021 was Montreal versus Vegas. And 2020 was Dallas versus the Vegas Golden Knights. So Dallas in the last, what, 5 years, 6 years, excuse me, have been in four conference finals. They've lost three. They're trying to break the streak this year. And it's going to happen. Stars and seven.
You say Dallas and seven?
They're due.
Okay. JR.
I go Stars and six.
Okay. All right. So we're all in cahoots on that. Dallas and six, say Fred and JR. Blake Elliott, Dallas and seven. All right.
All right. Florida versus Carolina. Florida is a minus 130 as the reigning champs.
Yeah.
Carolina is a plus 110. I believe Florida has home ice.
Florida being a home champs, let me go with Florida.
I was going to say, give me Florida in six.
Yep, I'm right there with you guys.
Give me Florida in five. Make it spicy since y'all both said six, right?
Yeah.
I'll go Florida in five. Quick work.
Okay.
The Carolina Hurricanes.
All right, next.
All right, now we're going to do something fun, something new. So I was checking my PrizePicks account the other night and noticed that I had $200 in promo funds.
Wow.
Wow.
For those who don't know, promo funds is money you cannot deposit. You have to spend it.
Okay.
So I thought, what
you can't
better
wait,
way...
can't withdraw, right?
Yeah, you can't withdraw it.
Yeah.
So I thought, what better way to spend it than to create some group parlays.
I
have picked 10 of my favorite lines from the first games of both NBA Conference Finals and NHL Conference Finals.
Okay.
I want each of you to pick two, and I'm going to pick two as well.
Okay.
It's a six-leg, and I'm going to write down everybody's name, and we're going to keep score on everybody's records. So we're going to find out who's the worst gambler in the group.
Probably me.
Oof.
All right, Blake, you got a chance to put your money where your mouth is. Number one, Tyrese Haliburton over or under 9 assists.
Okay, so are you going to read all of these and I get to pick two?
Yes.
Okay. So I don't really know what's behind the next door.
Correct.
Okay, go ahead. Start again, sorry.
Haliburton over under 9 assists. Jalen Brunson over under 24.5 points.
Let me bake on those two real quick.
And keep in mind, we can take the unders.
You said 24 points for Brunson?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
24.5.
I kind of want to take the over. There's my first one.
That's your first
Blake
one?
Over.
I kind of want to take the over on that.
I'll let Fred go next. That's my first
all
pick.
Right, Blake's got the over on Brunson. All right. Cason Wallace, over under 11 points, rebounds, and assists.
He was OKC, right?
Yeah, he was a plus 42 off the bench the other night in their Game 7 win.
Yeah, but that's because Denver had run out of gas and didn't care after the second quarter.
All right, fair enough. That's my first pick. I really like that one. Sorry.
That's all I need to hear. Okay, there you go.
All right, number four, Anthony Edwards, over under 27 points.
Give me that. Give me the over all
that's
day.
You? All right.
Yeah, give me that and over.
All right.
Okay, that's back to me.
On to some hockey. Yeah. Connor McDavid, over under 2.5 shots on goal in game one.
Shots on goal. I'm going to come back to it.
Number six, Jay Gottinger over Ottinger. Over under 27 and a half saves.
Ooh.
I'm going to go over. I think Edmonton gets aggressive first game. So I'm going to say I'm going to take the over.
Is that your last pick?
Yep, that is his last pick.
Do I want to...
Or do you want to wait?
I want to wait.
Okay.
I'm thinking about
making that one.
I'm thinking about that one.
Number seven, Mikael Granlund over under 2.5 shots on goal. This was a demon, so we would have to take the over.
He had the Hattie. I'm going to wait. Let someone else have that.
Number eight, Sam Rhein over under 1.5 points. And I have everybody's most recent things. Hold on, I'll pull this one up.
We got any Mikko stuff in there?
Or Sam Reinhart, sorry. Yeah, I do. Sam Reinhart, he's hit in every other game. So in his last five, he's hit 3 times.
Yeah.
Okay, continue.
Next.
Number nine, Mikko Rantanen. Over, under, 0.5 assists.
Take it. All right. Fred,
Fred's taking it.
Mikko. Okay. Plus.
Fred, that's all you.
Assist. Got it.
I mean, I'm going Ottinger unless I like one of these last two.
All right, number 10 is Stuart Skinner, the Edmonton goalie, over under 23 saves.
See, it's hard. It's not goals against, because I think the Stars will score 3 goals, but I'm going to say he has 23 saves, not because he plays well, because the Stars have so many shots on goal. I'm going to take... This is tough. I want to just take... Is his goals on there? I think... How many goals is he trying to get? I think he'll give up.
I didn't have anything on there for goals allowed.
I'm going to just go back to Ottinger. What was the Ottinger one?
Was it like 27 and a half or something like that?
Over under 27 and a half.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Ottinger over. I think
I'm
over.
Ooh. Okay.
Right? You think they don't get 27 shots on goal?
I like it.
What's been their... What have they averaged as far as shots on goal, the Oilers?
One moment. Ottinger has hit 2 out of his last 3.
Okay.
So okay, give it to
he's
me.
He's on a heater.
And the Stars defensemen have not been great, so they allow some shots.
I mean, I get the feeling, depending upon how physical they get, courtesy of our boy Spitz.
Not Suds.
You know, I don't know the Suds part of it. I only know the Spitz part.
The Oilers are 3rd in the NHL in shots 4.
Ooh, yeah, give me the over.
So they stay.
Dude, Connor McDavid himself is going to get like 6.
Yeah.
All right, well, with that being said, I'm going to take the Connor McDavid one.
Okay.
All right. So we got... Jalen Brunson over under 24.5 from Blake. I took Cason Wallace over 11.5 points, rebounds, and assists. Fred took Anthony
Edwards.
Why should
he not even get off the bench?
That would really suck.
He's going to get off the bench.
That's like one of those bets that you take it and you're like, there's no way he doesn't hit.
Exactly.
And then the game starts and you realize how he's not going to hit.
Alex Caruso, 25 minutes. We've never seen this before. Aaron Wiggins.
Seriously.
Who's that shooter they got?
Isaiah Joe. Dude, they have so many role players in every team. They have Isaiah Joe, Aaron Wiggins, Cason Wallace, Caruso. We got everybody.
Well, I feel really confident with my over Anthony Edwards 27 and a half. Mm-hmm. All right. And then
he's either going to have 40 or 20 or 10.
There's no in between. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He's got a ball, though. He's got a ball. And then I love just free money. Mikko, 0.5 assists. Give me the over. All day. Every day. All right, we'll recap that. Coming up next, where are you taking us?
Blake it or leave it time. What's behind the door? Let's fix the Dallas Mavericks point guard issues next. You guys have been excited the entire show. Texting
Holy Toledo.
In 877-881-1053, the Franklin Franco Injury Attorney text line. It's the best way to interact with the show. If any of your Monday plans are going well, let us know whether you were on a date, hanging out with the wife, with
date
the
on,
kids.
Big date on Wednesday for one of our fatties. Big date on Wednesday.
Big date. Maybe you just watched the Wings lose to the Seattle Storm. They're now 0-2 on the season. Paige Beckers led the team in scoring with 19.
A
lot of basketball is left in the WNBA season. We'll see if they can turn it around. Basketball hasn't started yet for the Dallas Mavericks because they're still watching for home, but a lot more. What's the word I'm looking for?
When are we going to get out to a Wings game?
We just got to ask Dirk and Wimby. Dirk and Wimby at tonight's Wings.
Apparently,
game.
Ronnie Coleman, too.
Ronnie Coleman.
Lightweight.
A lot of people at the Wings. But we're going to be doing another edition of Blake It or Leave It. And it's changed a little bit. Like I said, instead of giving you all the names on the list.
Yeah, now he manipulates it to try to fit his agenda.
I try to fit my agendas on here. And we'll see.
I don't know that I like your new way of doing Blake It or Leave It anymore.
We'll see if Fred and Jacob can correctly pick the best 5 players. What are those 5 players for? Well, you'll hear it right after the intro for Blake It or Leave It. Denver is the state. Colorado's the city. Louisville's the country. But Ojo's Locos, I'm just going to get OJ with the boys. It's a very family-friendly area.
Where is Balake at? No Balake here today. Yes, sir.
My name's Blake.
Are you ready?
Well, I hope you're ready to rebuild the Dallas Mavericks, because the front office and Mavs reporters have been letting us know the Dallas Mavericks need another guard, specifically a point guard, maybe a two guard, maybe a guy that can do both, a combo guard, if you will, to hold the ship upright while Kyrie Irving is sidelined, and to help Kyrie Irving in the backcourt once he is back to win an NBA championship. I've got 10 names on this list. Frederick and Jacob. And we'll see if you pick the correct five or if you leave some really good players off of your list. Now, I will say this. Since it's 9:40, we're doing this fun.
You mean 9:48?
Do not worry about contracts. Do not worry about how much money this player is making. Don't even worry about if they're currently on a team.
Oh, wow. Because
you can trade for players. You can pick them in free agency. We're not the Mavs front office, so we don't know how they pull it off. If they could get any of these 10 names, which five would you pick? Don't worry about anything else other than the people themselves. Okay. So I got a Jacob list of who he's keeping. Oh, actually, I forgot. You're doing this together. I forgot how this goes. I forgot. You're going together. I don't know if you missed it. Him and Trevor did this. What was it? Mother's Day gifts.
Did Mother's Day gifts.
So y'all got to.
I did listen to that. That was a good one.
Yeah. Y'all got to collectively listen and have a list to keep together. Okay. Mavs guard options. First name on the list, Anfernee Simons. Anfernee Simons. Are we keeping or cutting?
Can we get a stat check?
I got you. I should have had all these pulled up, but shame on me. 19 points a game, that ranked 36 in the league. 2.5 assists a game, 4.8 assists a game, 2.7 rebounds a game. Shot 42% from the field, and he played in, if my computer will load,
Portland.
No, I know he played in Portland. Thank you. I was going to say 70 games last year.
What did he shoot from three?
From three, he shot 36%.
I mean, I'm good with moving on if you
want.
I mean,
do we really need a point guard that averaged 4.8 assists a game? I mean, I think we're good off that one.
Are we cutting Anfernee Simons?
I think we're cutting him.
I'm not in love with Anfernee Simons.
Okay, one of the
There's only one Anfernee that I mess with, and that's Hardaway.
One of the best young guards in the league. Okay, next guy on the list, Josh Giddey. Like I said, don't worry about contracts. Yeah. Don't worry about what team. Just, we can make trades happen. 14.6 points per game last year, 8.1 rebounds, 7.2 assists. The 7.2 assists was ninth in the NBA.
Man, you had to pick a bull, didn't you?
His off-the-court stuff bothers me a little bit, not going to lie.
Played 70 games last year.
Josh Giddey?
And he shot 37% from three.
That's my only concern. I don't know if he can be trusted.
I mean, my Bulls bias says keep him, but I mean, he was on a team with not a lot of players, so I would hope he put up numbers.
He did hit a game-winning half-court shot over LeBron, too.
So that stopped the Bulls from getting the number one pick in the draft. Yeah.
You guys were going to get it anyway. I mean, we all know that.
We all know it was already set.
he could have made it, missed it, wasn't going to matter. Mavericks were going to get that. I'm good either way.
I kind of want to keep him.
Let's do it.
So like we're a 6'8 point guard.
So we are putting Josh Giddey on the Mavs in this situation.
We are.
Okay, cool. Next guy on the list, Jalen Green.
Even though we will have to have a chaperone with him at all times. So let's make that clear.
Who's a chaperone? Jason Kidd?
No, Jacob Ray.
Can't be around set amount of feet of the high school.
That's exactly right.
Jalen Green, next on the list. 21 points per game, that ranked 28th in NBA. 4.6 rebounds and 3.4 assists per game while shooting 42% from the field.
Oh, give me him. Give me Jalen Green all day.
Shooting 35% from three. He played all 82 games the last two seasons.
I'm willing to look past the nail polish. So
that does bug me a little bit. He is dating a woman that's my age, but I like the idea of him learning under Jason Kidd.
We're keeping Jalen Green. Yeah.
So let's keep.
I think his playoff performance is a one-time thing.
I am nervous about that, but, and I do like Ime Udoka. However, I like Jason Kidd more.
Yeah.
And I do think he could learn quite a bit from a Jason Kidd. I'll go ahead and I'll ride with Jalen Green.
Okay. Next guy on the list. Another Bull.
I know. I saw it on your screen.
Kobe White. 20 points per game, 3.7 rebounds per game, 4.5 assists a game while shooting 37% from three, and he played 74 games last year or 79 the year before.
I'm gonna shoot it straight. He was very inconsistent. So
leave him off.
Yeah,
We've already got one bull. We can't take two. Yep. And Blake, having done this exercise with him twice, he's gonna leave at least one really good guy in the 9 or 10 spot. Okay. So
maybe it's two.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe it's two guys.
Maybe
it's two All NBA players.
Maybe.
Who knows what's left?
Well, how many? Are we through three or four?
We're through four.
Okay,
we've taken two out of four. Anthony Simons and Kobe White. You've kept Josh Giddey and Jalen Green.
There you go.
All right, next on the list, Tyus Jones. A bit of an underrated guy, sets people up. 10.2 points per game, 5.3 assists, which was top 30 in the league, and 2.4 rebounds while shooting 44% from the field and 41% from three. He shot 41% 2 years in a row, played in 81 games last year.
Didn't he lead the NBA a couple years ago in assist to turnover ratio too?
He did. He is constantly on that list, on the assist to turnover ratio. Do we want to keep Tyus Jones or cut him?
I mean, we already got a facilitator.
So that means we got to keep. That means we've got three out of the next five we got to take. Mm-hmm. You go with that?
I think I'm good off Tyus Jones. I think we'll let him go.
We're cutting Tyus Jones?
Yeah. You hit the portal.
All right. Next on the list, Drew Holiday.
Oh, all day.
Yeah, give me that.
All day. I don't even read anything. Just go.
Holiday keeping. Okay, next.
So we got two out of four.
Are we getting
four
any, like, left? Big men. We're just getting guards.
Only guards.
I mean, you don't need big men. You got Ty Jones. You got Lively. Yeah, you got more than enough big men.
Next on the list, Lonzo Ball.
I know why you did that. You did that. I mean, what is half Chicago Bulls? Like, I feel like he did this. I love the move. I'm on board with Lonzo. Now, the only thing, and this is what, and Kurt Heelan said this today. This is my only. I say only, but I guess it kind of all morphs together. He said he's not a guy that's going to give you 30 minutes a game.
Yeah, no.
Not saying that I need that out of him, but at the same time, I'm going to need at least 25 minutes out of him. There's going to be games where I might. I mean, look, if I'm bringing you in to be the starter for the first, 40 games of the season, I'm going to need you to play 25 to 30 minutes. Can we trust Lonzo Ball to play 25 to 30 minutes? That's the question.
I think we take him. I love his ability to push the ball up the floor. I can already envision the lobs, the Cooper flag from half court.
and I'll tell you what, does this mean we get LeVar Ball? So,
and
yes.
I want LiAngelo singing Tweaker every game. I mean,
and we get the Big Baller Brand. I feel like we need to get the Big Baller Brand to sponsor Fan After Dark.
Yeah, give us a shoe deal.
Lonzo Ball, baby.
Lonzo is staying.
We're in.
You only get to keep one more player. I'm going to read off three names.
What are we at, four?
You've kept Josh Giddey, Jalen Green, Drew Holiday, and Lonzo.
Yeah.
You've cut Anthony Simons, Kobe White, and Tyus Jones.
That's it.
Oh, we're in such good shape right now.
Yeah, we are.
You get one more name left.
Okay.
Next on the list, Malik Monk.
No.
Three-point sniper.
I do love me some Malik Monk, though. But you know what? I have a feeling.
I'm trusting you. I'm trusting you.
I don't know if you want to do
that. 9 or 10. Somebody's going to be good. Okay. Somebody's going to be good. Unless you sandbagged it on purpose and gave us two Jamokes for 9 and 10.
Okay.
Which I could see you doing just to be a smart ass. But you know what? We'll ride it out.
Okay. Number 9, TJ McConnell. Fun guy.
Who, the white dude from the Pacers?
Correct.
White boy of the year.
We've already got Josh Giddey. We don't know.
So we're cutting TJ McConnell?
TJ McConnell.
Think of Giddey, Connell, Lag.
It's too much. Are we too much?
Y'all don't like the point guards that are set up, man. It's Tyus Jones, TJ McConnell, but that's fine.
I got J. Rue Holiday, bro.
J. Rue Holiday?
J. Rue the damager.
Cutting TJ. So that means.
Number 10. Number 10 is.
So Fred and new guy Jake have cut Anthony Simons, have cut Kobe White.
That's right.
Have cut Tyus Jones. Have cut Malik Monk and have cut TJ McConnell.
Yep.
They have kept Josh Giddey, Jalen Green, Drew Holiday, Lonzo Ball, and their fifth and final player to join the Dallas Mavericks is Derek White.
Oh, that's a hot one. Yes.
I love that.
Yes. 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 We did it again. All right. That said.
Good job.
Do we want our top five to be top five cheap date spots?
I like that.
Or top five guard or just top five NBA free agents you'd like to see with the Mavs?
We've done enough of the Mavs, so we'll do. I do top
like five cheap date spots. Yeah,
top five cheap date spots. That's going down at 10:20. We'll reset the show when we come back. Don't go anywhere. Final hour of the program coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.